starts to wander. So when the train goes, and that is, let us say, the last car on the train, and someone pulls the iron thing which connects the two, then this last car will roll and roll, continue to roll until it comes to a standstill. This happens often with our jumper. We may be focused for some time, but then our mind dislodges, disconnects, and first we come into a nobody's land, and then this fills with distracting thoughts of what is going on in our life. So most of the approaches which you will hear during japa retreats are ways to control the mind, either mechanical or devotional. We are putting so much effort in our japa practice in controlling our mind. We quote Krishna, for wherever the mind wanders due to its restless nature, one should grab it and bring it under the control of the self. But it doesn't work for a long time, because our minds are generally so much connected with this world through the five senses. And even if we close the eyes, the images, the thoughts, the abilities of our human language are still going on. We are energized and fed by the world. And even if we sit down to chant and don't engage with the world, we don't take phone calls, for instance, we don't look at other things, somehow the mind keeps on repeating its thought patterns. The fan keeps on rotating, even if it is taken out of the old circuit. So much energy is about the mind, mind control. But if you could pluck the mind out of the world and pluck it into the spiritual world, into the world of the spirit, we hope to do this by our japa, but we lack knowledge how to actually do this. The very foundation of distraction, which is our most common problem, is that we are worldly people. We are people of this world. We are not worldly people. We are people. We are jantu, it's the Sanskrit word. We have taken birth here. And we operate with what the world has given us, the body and the mind. But if you could take the mind out of this entirely and engage it in a total different reality. This happens, my dear devotees, when you absorb his name. You absorb his personality. You are totally recoloring and refilling your mind. And you are, as we say in the Hare Krishna movement, in ecstasy or in bliss or blissed out. Which I know we have to use also. So, this is what happens in the chant absorption. Now, to do this, we need to reframe our mind and our mental functions. In the Yoga Sutras by Patanjali, there is a very interesting process of reframing. It's given. It's called the Pratyaksha Bhavana, and it translates into opposite thinking. The sutra says, upon being harassed by negative thoughts, one should cultivate counteracting thoughts. I know one God brother, whenever he is weak and he is overcome by disease, he doesn't go there with his mind, oh, I'm so sick and overcome with disease. But he still thinks, essentially I'm healthy, that diseases is covered bring to me. And he reframes his mind and thinks, well, there is certainly the calendar age, and by that age I'm old. But there is also the biological age. I'm quite fit and hearty still. I'm not that old because I live to vegetarian. And there's the psychological age. Scientists have found out in overwhelming studies that if you're young in your mind, you are usually healthy in the body, or you are able to deal with the challenges of your health better. Pratyaksha Bhavana is an important process that we that I wish you to understand a little bit more by telling you one example. Yes, New York, many big hotels. There are hotel maidens, you know, these ladies who clean after the customers have checked out of the hotel. It was seen that in one hotel, most of the hotel maidens developed a lot of weight, and they developed unhealthy lifestyles, and they were very often on sick leave. Maybe it was at a traffic at an area. Then a team of researchers went in and checked what a hotel maiden does, and they found out that the normal routine of a New York hotel maiden is called a hotel maiden roommate. Roommate, something like this. It is like a perfect big workout. They go up and down the stairs, they move the bed sheets, they vacuum clean, it's on for all parts of the body, all muscles are used. And they taught these roommates, listen, you are every day in the best fitness, you have the best fitness program. So these roommates, they're asked to reframe their mind. When we go to work, it's not that we clean up after the rich and wealthy, and we the underprivileged are doing this. No! This is a perfect workout which we do. And after 1 month, research confirmed that they were healthy, although they didn't change their lifestyles, you know, the knowing I am doing a work out here. I am not just working away in an air-paid job, cleaning after the rich and wealthy. These people got help. Reframed their mind. I believe very strongly that each one of us, we can get a new access to our chanting practice, a new conviction, a new approach, a new frame of mind by doing this chanting, both in Kirtan and Japa. We will get extraordinary results. When you study the work of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you will find in Ajahn Rahasya how he describes chanting as the means to get perfection. He says, for a few days one practices according to the first verse, then after 5 days one adopts his spiritual body, as it is described in the fifth book, you know, I'm really only Ayinanda Tanuya, I'm your eternal servant. That's a spiritual identity. You know, please pick me up. And in this way, one will reach everything, his spiritual body, and then Prema, first Baba and Prema. A few, he lines out a very fast program in this Bhajan Rahasya, and you will be surprised when you read it. You might ask yourself the question, my God, where was I? Or where am I with my chanting? Because due to habits and a certain narrative about japa and kirtan, which we keep on repeating, we experience one type of result. I'm firmly convinced that if we change our approach, our habit, and also our narratives, and here it gets, here we have to be careful to remain in tune with Prabhupada. My dear devotees, it is possible through chanting the holy name to experience a spiritual revolution and transformation in the life. And I do hope with all I have of hopes and these things that I can convince you of this in the ongoing retreat. How do you usually feel when you sit down to chant? I usually don't think much. Do you want to chant, really? Or do you feel I have to chant? Imagine you could change your narrative into I want to chant. My God, I get to chant. And then finally, I love to chant. And it would be something you feel. Can you imagine that if you chant on that level, your result will be different? No, yes, never. I will sometimes ask you questions, and then when you say yes, you will later be embarrassed of what you say yes. So I'm warning you, you have to think before anything comes out of your mouth. I'm convinced that deep down inside, we all want to change. We want to have the special blessings that come when we feel Krishna's presence. We want to purify our mirror of our You don't count the amount of embraces you do to your friend. You don't count how long you stay in interesting conversations. The other day I was with one of my friends. It was already 12:30, and we both looked at the wristwatch and we laughed and said, "The night is young." Because when we otherwise we would say, "Oh, Paul, I have to go to bed now, it's 9 o'clock." What you love, you will do with gusto and happiness. Here come now one technique from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I will make offer three exercises on deeper and deeper and deeper levels on this technique. Would you, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes a simple way of attaining perfection in chanting the mantra. Would you like to hear this? The Acharya's words, how to achieve perfection. You will like it very much. It comes from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya 23, text 75. Those who give lectures, and also those who would like to test if what I say is true, and those who like to just explore, please write these text numbers always down so that you can find out. Should I repeat for you? Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya, not Chaitanya Chaitanya, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya 23, 75. Achieve perfection in chanting mantras when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls this materially attached mind. There is a place that is the heart where the soul and the super soul reside. It's a place where spiritual realization take place. You remember Tene Brahma Hridaya Adikavale, or Brahma saw within the heart. And you can go there when you chant. You can attain perfection. One achieves the perfection in chanting mantras when one keeps the vibrated sound within his heart and controls his materially attached mind. Rupa Goswami speaks in Chaitanya Charitamrita about the courtyard of the heart. The holy name comes, enters through the ears, and then dances in the courtyard of the heart. And at that time, he becomes materially inactive. Going into the heart area by chanting is not just a nifty ISKCON Kirtaniya slogan. From your heart. No. That is an authorized spiritual technique which we find in all bona fide spiritual traditions, including Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Mahatma Prabhu, a god brother of mine, who does very, very good work on Jagat, on bringing the holy name to devotees, says, "When I'm chant, I'm out of my mind and in my heart, fully present to the holy names when I chant." I will chant to you now one mantra. The task ahead of you is to chant it while being mindful that it vibrates in your heart. We will just sit properly and breathe in and out and into the heart. For those of you who are in the process of digestion, which some of you are, you can touch your heart if it's easier, if you are a kinesthetic person. Breathe in and out from there. And repeat after me. I will first say it alone. A sound vibration from the Maha Mantra. Or I should say, you bring your mind now into your heart as you breathe in and out. Continue to take slow inhales and deep exhales. Present in the heart. Good, a deep inhale. So after some time to thoughts like, I don't like this, I've never heard this, or we may go to thoughts like, oh, I forgot to answer this WhatsApp message, or anything, you know, that the mind engages in ordinary thought patterns. You just keep it in the heart. And to make it simpler, whenever we come to the first hari of the mantra, we are focusing there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. The first Hare, our concentration. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Full attention to the first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Thank you very much. Excellent. The sound is as far as a normal person like me can assess. You're putting yourself to the exercise, although this is after the meal, the time. This is something which works magic. Even on a day that is so difficult to focus, you are a little bit under the clouds perhaps, or something maybe that happened in your life that really is like a thought, the remembrance comes again and again and again, and you can't bring yourself away from this memory, or this disturbed, maybe you are afraid of something, or you are something, you know, disturbing happened. Even in these situations, when you keep this very simple formula, you go from the mind into your heart by just focusing on the sound. By focusing on the sound, and you will keep this in the heart. It automatically helps doing this. And then whenever the thoughts come again, which they will, it's natural, the mind is there, also the material after some time, they will not come because, listen to this, your mood, your inner disposition has changed entirely. It is a mechanical process and it's only the first level. Don't worry, we will go to others, but some of us need perhaps a very practical thing to do, that for them this might work. I have myself made amazing discoveries by just really focusing not on the entire mantra. That's too difficult when you are, when the mind is fully vibrating, you know, in its thought patterns of firing and all the everything goes. But by always bringing it back to the first Hari. Some time, but this one connection which happens in intervals, because it takes, I don't know, a few seconds until you come again to the first hari, but there you are focused, something begins to change inside, and then you have a disposition and mentality. Would you like to try this? So mechanical. I would say I have much better things because I don't like this. This is all still mind control things. It's still nothing of devotion and bhakti, and we want to get quickly there. So take a mental note, please, of it. What are the two things which you do in order to bring your chanting to perfection? Let's see if we can bring them together here. Huh? It's time for you to speak now. Yes? What are the two things, please? Yes, someone? Yes? Yeah, these are all new things. I understand. Prabhupada, you bring your attention into your heart. This is a spiritual place. Soul, super soul. In the heart, have you heard about this? In verses, Svetashwara, Bhagavatam, there are two birds in the same tree. Yes? No? Yes. And where they sit exactly is in that heart space. Soul leaves, is there. All in the hand? No, it's here. And so on. So you bring it to that spiritual place. That's salvation. And you control your material. Control is materially attached mind. The mind is attached with many things. describes the chanting in this, how to go in the chanting, how to progress in chanting in his Karma Sandhava commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.18. First, a person must hear and chant the holy name to achieve purity of consciousness. Thereafter, when his heart has become pure, it is a fit appearance place for the Lord's beautiful form. As soon as the Lord's form sorrowfully manifests in his heart as a result of hearing descriptions of that form, the Bhakta experiences revelations about the Lord's qualities. So, in other words, Jiva Goswami brings us to our progressive realizations of Krishna through the method of chanting. First, the conscious, the mirror of the heart is purified, and then the form, the qualities, and everything else, according to, including the pastimes and the Lord's associates, and manifest in the Bhakta's heart. And then the Lord's pastimes blossom in their full splendor. We don't go there today. The progression of sadhana has been delineated in this way with the intention of acquainting the Bhaktas with the sequential process involved in the Lord's appearance within their hearts. Do you agree with me? If Krishna could just be present in our hearts while we chant, wow, we would be so blissful and so excited. We would have no taste issues. I said issues, not tissues. You know, we would have no taste issues. Tissues stay. But you will be with Krishna. Krishna, you will think of Krishna. Our Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives a few descriptions of a devotee. The Krishna Bhakta, when he chants, looks through the lattice window and he sees the jewel throne or he sees Radha and Krishna on the peak of Govardhan. Or he sees the Lord sleeping on Ananta Shesha. Or he sees Krishna in the Govardhan cave. Or he sits on the flower bed. He sees Krishna on the flower bed, unable to give up Radha's company. This is in the morning hours when he chants and associates his mind with the particular pastime of the Lord which is going on. And so many nice descriptions. But there is a practical path made so that we can be more mindful of Krishna in the heart. And I would like to guide you into this. This time we will chant. May I ask, how are you? Are you struggling with sleep? Sleepy or not so much? Well, who would say yes, Maharaj? And then he gets a German comment. So good. I request you sit straight. Slow. And again. I will relax you. Many of you will start coughing. Don't worry, this is absolutely biologically and naturally explainable. So let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. You're really by yourself. Bring your attention briefly to what is going on in your life. And let it slip away. Your relationships. For a moment, let them go. They will return. Your important responsibilities. Thank you. see that we are harassed by worldly thoughts, we should go to another place, counteracting thoughts. Because the mind cannot hold two things at once. For instance, you can't laugh and at the same time be angry. It's not possible. The mind can't hold. Of course, you can have an angry laughter, but we don't speak about this. The mind doesn't hold two things at once. So, by first focusing on the sound, and then going to the second level, where you actually chant Krishna conscious rounds. Now, what's about that? Rounds where there is a consciousness of Krishna. Then the mind is very, very elevated and you will feel it. The easy way to come there is through sound vibration. Prabhupada would always say it's in the 8th chapter of the Gita, by chanting Hare Krishna, the mind is focused on Krishna. Now, that is because he assumes that we mean it when we chant. And it's called Krishna's name. Krishna, we mean Krishna. That's the normal way, but we are conditioned souls. We are not always. The last and I think very, very useful method. Chant in a prayerful mood. Have you heard this way about this chanting before? In the morning there was chanting in a prayerful mood. So Bhujan Prabhu was introducing us to the we were introduced before, but recall, helping us to recall that it means that it's a simple turning to Krishna. It means please engage me in your service, for instance, or it means please accept me, and so on. This is a prayer for mood, but of course the word prayer is a word which is pregnant with a lot of meaning. Let me first of all ask you, whose prayer does Krishna hear and listen to? Yes, thank you very much. Whoever embodies the practices of Sharanagati as the prayers heard by the son of Nanda Maharaj. We want your prayers to reach Krishna. It's good. The Sharanagati prayers are excellent. My dear devotees, these Sharanagati prayers, you can purchase them on the market for, I don't know how much, maybe 250 rupees in Noi Bazaar, or on all ISKCON markets, this book is available. It's there. This will teach you to chant in a way that your chanting is heard and then reciprocated by Krishna. And what Sam Chen, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, actually has written a very, very interesting article where it comes, the sixth line showing his book, Chaitanya Shikshamrita. And what I highly recommend we chanting in this mood, with your japa ground, with your japa BMX. Do you have your japa malas with you? Who doesn't have this japa mala with them? No problem. You can chant it like this. So those who have, please take the japa mala in the hand. This will be the last exercise which we do. And then, yes, as I said, we will have questions and hopefully good answers, I can guarantee. But ready? Sit in an attentive listening position. It's all right and good to sit on chairs, but just even the residents of the chairs, please see that your spine is straight in an attentive listening position. Your body should be the upper body. Oh, youthful son of the King of Raja, you are the Lord of all lords. In accordance with your will, universal creation and destruction takes place. In accord with your will, Lord Brahma creates. And in accord with your will, Lord Vishnu maintains. O youthful son, in accord with your will, Lord Shiva destroys. And in accord with your will, Maya Devi constructs the prison house of this world. In accord with your will, O youthful son of the King of Raja, in accord with your will, the living beings take birth and die. And in accord your will, they meet with prosperity and ruin, happiness and sorrow. It's all your will. Prosperity, ruin, happiness, sorrow. Without your will, no one can accomplish anything. It is you who are my only protector and maintainer. Except for your lotus feet, there is no hope for me. I have given up faith in my own strengths and endeavors. I'm solely dependent upon your will. Let us still make a little effort now as we chant by bringing our materially attached mind back, then focusing it with the sound vibration of the holy name in our heart. It will be easier if in the beginning we focus always on the first Hari, but if we feel that's too mechanical for me, we can just not do that, be present with the sound vibration as it vibrates and pervades, is especially present in the heart. Let us chant together the Panchatattva Mahamantra and then chant on our own speed the Hare Krishna Mantra. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
conscious, right? So you have to be conscious. And this is very, very important. So when you mentioned that when we change our approach, everything changes. Because unfortunately, many of us live in a very, very rajasic atmosphere and rajasic style of life. And to could become conscious and to could be, change our approach, is it not really necessary to change our lifestyle? To try, even if we are working many hours outside, and to have this atmosphere, this subject atmosphere, could we have time to read about the Krishna? Because when we can, we change our approach. We have to have a connection with the Krishna. We have a relationship with Krishna. Mm-hmm. And we have to really want to be with this amazing friend, Lord. So,
yes.
Is it not really necessary to change our lifestyle? Because if we are, okay, I have to chant, okay, I have to do that, you know, it's just become very, even we hear many things, but if we don't change our style, lifestyle, and approach to Krishna, and approach to the Katha, and Haline, and the pastimes of the Krishna, it's just,
yes. I understood your question, and I think we all understood. But how do you change your lifestyle? I had a friend who joined Krishna Conscious Movement and sold all his Rolling Stones LPs. It worked for 3 months. Then he went back to the flea market and gradually purchased all the records back because he had not yet developed a higher taste. So when you develop a higher taste, then you will change your lifestyle automatically. I remember that there was a time in my life when I rarely read Srila Prabhupada's books. And I decided to take a course, or a few courses, in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. I remember still this time, and as I was in the course, in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, I understood my practice devotees read much more than me. And I didn't want to be discovered as a fool. I was not a false ego. Therefore, I decided rather passionately I will be number one. And I was studying. And I got, I still remember, together with one god brother of mine who has a photographic memory, for best grades. Then afterwards, I came to the understanding of God. I blew this chance also. I didn't read the books to become number one. I read it for personal nourishment and insights. And I remember, because really, while I was passionately studying the books in the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education, I studied the books with the wrong motive, with a passionate outset. I wanted to be good in the highest social recognition and so on. But then, because I studied the books, I thought afterwards, okay, this was the wrong motivation, but I got some taste, and now I will study every day. And since that day, of course, I sometimes write this busy, but basically, I always read because I know it brings my mind on another level. I have a taste now. Sometimes I read long hours and I can arrange it with the services because of the taste. So, whatever we are, wherever we are now, let's start. Whatever we may chant and as we start to chant, let's see if we can chant good rounds, quality rounds. That's why we go to Japa retreats, because we feel when all the devotees chant like this, we also feel, oh, yeah, chanting is nice. I like to chant. It's good. And then from that taste, we can start to make the changes which may be necessary for some of us. But my point is, don't change the lifestyle without having because then you will buy the records again. You will go back to what you gave up. First the taste. First do something properly and good, and then you will get the strength to give up the harmful things. Yes, I saw it. I can also not see it in the long distance. This is a short distance thing. Because this problem, here with the Brahmachari shirt. Mm-hmm. Please introduce yourself.
I am Jagdishanand Das. My initiated name. Yes.
see you, but Pancharatna Prabhu, I can see you. Oh, there's Nishingananda. Is it Nishingananda? Yes, Lord. Oh, Nish is coming. Maybe Pancharatna first or the Nishingananda for Lord. You decide.
I have lots of questions. And so one question is how to ask more questions. But that's a later question. My first question. How do we serve Krishna by chanting? The first verse of Shikshashtakam, Prabhupada's exhortation that we chant like a child crying for mother. These all seem to indicate that we are want something from Krishna. We're chanting with some hope that we're going to get something. We're going to Anandam Bodhivar and Amprati Padam Purnam. How is Krishna pleased by our chanting? How do we serve Krishna by chanting?
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for your very good question. We are here entering. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nam Smaranam, not just Nam Kirtan, not Nam kirtan, and all of a sudden some good positive devotional emotion comes into you, and then you dance or relate to the deity or like this. It is because the sound vibration pierces through, pushes through, perforates through these coverings of the soul, ignites something spiritual. And spiritual is the soul is full of love for Krishna. The mind is full of envy for Krishna.
First of all, I'm very grateful for this technique of putting the energy into the Radharani Hare. It's such a, it works so well that I don't know where it's been for the past 51 years. But it's really, I really felt it, and I just wanted to maybe add an element to it that I began to do that. Not just with Hare Krishna, 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 but I added it to the second, so it was Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Yeah, probably even deeper into the mantra, Maha Mantra. So I wanted to share that. That's such a wonderful technique. I also have noticed in chanting that it's actually a natural way to practice pranayama, because when I find myself in a rhythm of chanting, I generally will chant the whole mantra twice. If I exhale, some people have a greater lung capacity, some people less, and then I'll take a breath, a deep breath, and again and again. And it becomes that pranayama brings a lot of circulation to the brain, keeps jivjagra, keeps us awake. So it's kind of an additional means by which we naturally are alert and awake to the sound of the Maha Mantra. And my question is that we have, when I first came to New Vrindavan in 1971, there was a devotee by the name of Bhagavat, and he told Prabhupada, "I cannot chant out loud. I can't do it." And Prabhupada said, "Okay, so just chant in your mind." And there was also an example of a devotee in San Diego. She took initiation. She was deaf. So she was able to make sounds, but not hear them other than through her own bone structure. So I wonder, I mean, I take it from that the Maha Mantra is spiritual. It doesn't need material sound vibration. Yet we practice that it requires a certain amount of hearing and shravanam, you know, that's there, actual physical hearing. So I wanted to get a little deeper into what that actually means.
This is a real lot, and I didn't even want to unpack everything we could not. This would take a long time. Somehow or other, the chanting should be done by any. Something through the bone structure. It's the first time I hear this, but yes, there is some vibration. Prabhupada was often asked if mental chanting, that is just chanting in the mind, is alright. And that is, yes, it is alright. We hear Haridas Thakur chanted all these many rounds, a good portion in the mind. is a certain authorized method which is taught. Also Hanuman Prasad Buddha, the great spiritualist of India, the founder of Pita Place, teaches in this book, chapter about combining breath, work, with the chanting. Please allow me to say that personally, I'm interested in all this and studying because I'm so curious by nature. But when it comes to the main practice, I don't want to mix yoga. Using this hall, shady hall, to rest a little on the left side. just that these devotees develop rooms there, outside rooms, find that there are discreet places all over the place, find place, find time for yourself, find time for deep conversation with each other, take full responsibility to make the time and to use the time very nicely. So, can someone help me? Is now evening Bhikshavan is late, or is now Bhikshavan? Now, sorry, 6 to 7 Bhikshavan, light Bhikshavan, yes, there is the Dilyash Prasad dining hall. How do you like this name? Dilyash Prasad dining hall. So, all the best for you. Wish you a good remainder of the retreat. Shabbat Bharati Jai, Shivali Naim, Shri Hari Naam, Prabhu Ki.